All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to unveil several development projects in Varanasi today. BJP and Shiv Sena finalize seat sharing agreement in Maharashtra for Lok Sabha elections. Reserve Bank to give 28,000 crore rupees to Centre as dividend. 24 people killed in twin bomb attacks in Syria. And in boxing, 4 Indians including Amit Panghal and Nikhat Zarin to play for gold in the Stanja tournament in Bulgaria today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil several development projects in Varanasi today. Our correspondent has the details of the Prime Minister's engagements.
Prime Minister will dedicate and lay foundation stone of various projects in his parliamentary constituency today. After landing at Babatpur Airport, Mr. Modi will visit diesel locomotive works and flag off the first ever locomotive engine of 10,000 horsepower converted from diesel to electric. After that, PM will visit Sant Guru Ravidas Temple at CR Govardhan and lay foundation stone of Ravidas Workplace Development Project. Mr. Modi will dedicate newly constructed Mahamana Madan Mohan Malviya Cancer Hospital at BHU and Bhabha Cancer Hospital Leher Tara from BHU campus. He will also inaugurate City Command and Control Center and sewerage treatment plant and other projects worth over 3,000 crore rupees at a public meeting at Ode Place in afternoon. MS Yadav, AIR News, Varanasi.
The BJP and the Shiv Sena have announced their seat sharing pact for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. At a joint press conference, the Shiv Sena chief Uddhav Thackeray and BJP President Amit Shah in Mumbai yesterday, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis announced the alliance details. He said the BJP will contest 25 seats, while Shiv Sena will contest 23 seats in the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Mr. Fadnavis said the seat-sharing arrangement for the assembly elections will be finalized later. We have a report from a correspondent.
Speaking on the occasion, BJP President Amit Shah said Shiv Sena and Akali Dal are the oldest allies of BJP and both the parties have supported it in difficult times. He said coming together of BJP and Shiv Sena in Maharashtra once again was the fulfillment of expectations of crores of Sena and BJP workers. Shiv Sena President Uddhav Thackeray said Ram Temple has been the common thread of alliance between BJP and Shiv Sena and this had brought the two parties together over two decades ago. He added that Ram Temple will be built soon. Sonali Ghadar Patil, AIR News, Mumbai.
In Jammu and Kashmir, curfew continues in Jammu city on the fifth day today, even as some relaxation was given in southern parts of the city yesterday. Talking to AIR this morning, Director General of Police Dilbagh Singh said that they plan to relax curfew today also.
Jammu ka area to abhi lagbhag theek ho gaya hai. Wahan par curfew kal aadha shahar mein utha diya gaya tha. Aaj bhi thodi der ke baad curfew relax kar diya jayega. Aur Srinagar ki side pe jo kal encounter yahan par shuru hua tha, jisme teen khunkhar atankwadi mare gaye, ye tino Jaish ke the aur ek bahut badi kamyabi hai security forces ke liye. Halaat jo hai wo pehle se bilkul acche ho rahe hain aur main samajhta hu ki aane wale time mein halaat aur behtar ho jayenge.
The Reserve Bank has announced that it will transfer an interim dividend of 28,000 crore rupees to the central government for the half year ended 31st December 2018. In a statement, the RBI yesterday said the decision has been used on a limited audit review and after applying the extant economic capital framework. The decision follows the RBI board meeting held in New Delhi earlier in the day. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley addressed the board. Apart from RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das, all the four deputy governors and others attended the meeting. Puducherry Chief Minister V. Narayan Sami ended his sit-in yesterday after meeting with Lieutenant Governor Kiran Bedi. He said partial success was achieved on various demands. Narayan Sami was staging a dharna in front of the assembly since last week over various demands such as increasing assistance under old age and widow pension schemes. Home Minister Rajnath Singh will launch emergency response support system in 16 states and union territories for women's safety from New Delhi today. The states include Andhra Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Gujarat and Jammu and Kashmir. Here is the report.
persons in distress can dial a Pan India number 112. Under this system, all the states have to set up a dedicated emergency response center or ERC. A citizen may press power button on a smartphone thrice quickly to activate a panic call to ERC. The Home Ministry said, in case of a feature phone, long press on number 5 or 9 on the phone keypad will activate the panic call. The ERCs are connected to district command centers and the emergency response vehicles, and assistance to victims is facilitated through them. Tripti Srivastav, News Desk.
In Rajasthan, 13 people, including 4 children, were killed and 18 injured when a speeding truck ran into a marriage procession in Pratapgarh district. Choti Sadri DSP Vijay Pal Singh Sandhu said the accident occurred last night near Ramdev Temple on the State Highway 113. The injured were rushed to a government hospital in Choti Sadri, and later on 15 of them who were critically hurt were referred to a facilities in Udaipur. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. In Syria, 24 people, including 4 children, were killed in twin bomb attacks in rebel-held Idlib city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the first blast was caused by a bomb planted under a car in the main city. In another incident, a motorcycle bomb detonated after ambulances arrived at the scene of the first explosion. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Idlib is the last major part of Syria still outside the control of President Bashar al-Assad's regime. External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj has reached Madrid, capital of Spain, in the third and final leg of a three-nation tour, including Bulgaria and Morocco. Interacting with the Indian community in Spain, Ms. Swaraj thanked them for the contribution in diverse fields and promoting India-Spain relations. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ravish Kumar said in a tweet that Ms. Swaraj will have a bilateral meeting with a Spanish counterpart. Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia Mohammed bin Salman will arrive in New Delhi this evening on a two-day visit. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials and leading Saudi businessmen. Government sources said in New Delhi that Saudi Arabia has a better understanding of India's position on Jammu and Kashmir and the kind of terrorism it is facing. Asked about Saudi Arabia investing in Pakistan, sources said India and Saudi Arabia have strong relations and there was no need for India to get insecure. The visiting leader will hold talks tomorrow with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on a wide range of issues of mutual interest. In Uttar Pradesh, the holy bathing at Kumbh on the occasion of Maghi Purnima is taking place at Prayagraj today. Our correspondent reports that this is the final snan for the Kalpvasis who will return to their homes after a month-long stay at Kumbh.
In view of recent Pulwama terror attack, special precautions are being taken in and around the Mela area. Additional central paramilitary forces are deployed. Educational institutions at Prayagraj have been closed for 3 days from yesterday. Traffic restrictions have been imposed in the district in view of heavy rush of pilgrims. Around 1.5 crore devotees are expected to take the holy dip. A large number of foreigners are also witnessing the grand ceremony. 40 Snan Ghat have been prepared around 8 km area at Sangam and nearby places. Sanjeev Sharma, AIR News, Kumbh City, Prayagraj.
Guru Ravidas Jayanti has been celebrated today. Sant Ravidas was a 14th century saint and reformer of the Bhakti movement in North India. On this day, the devotees converge at the Sri Guru Ravidas Janamstan Mandir, Sir Govardhanpur in Varanasi, where celebrations are held on a grand scale. President Ramnath Kovind has greeted fellow citizens on the occasion. In a message, he said Guru Ravidas was among those who led the Bhakti movement and gave the message of peace, harmony and fraternity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a tweet said, "The precious and indelible message given by Sant Ravidas for harmony, equality and social empowerment will continue to inspire people." The Prime Minister today also paid tributes to Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj on his birth anniversary. In a tweet, Mr. Modi said, "A warrior for truth and justice, Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj is revered as an ideal ruler, devout patriot, and is particularly respected by the poor and the downtrodden." Climate scientist Wallace Smith Broca, who popularized the term global warming, has passed away in New York. 87-year-old Columbia University professor breathed his last at a New York hospital yesterday. Broca brought global warming into common use with a 1975 paper that correctly predicted rising carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere would lead to pronounced warming. Union Minister of Culture Mahesh Sharma inaugurated an exhibition of rare collection comprising 173 precious jewels and jewellery items at the National Museum in New Delhi. The exhibition will remain open for public viewing from today to 5th of May this year, except Monday and national holidays. In the Stanja Memorial Boxing Tournament, Amit Panghal in the men's category and Nikhat Zareen, Manju Rani and Meena Kumari Devi in the women's category will play the gold medal bouts today in Sofia, Bulgaria. Asian Games gold medalist Amit will fight it out with Kazakhstan's Temirtas Jusupov. Former junior world champion Nikhat Zareen defeated Poland's Sandra Drabik 3-2 in an intense seesaw battle. She is up against Magno Irish of Philippines in the final. Rani will play against Gabuko Josi and Devi clashes with Villegas Ira. P. Basumatari, Neeraj and Lovlina Borgohain settle for bronze medals after losing the semi-final bouts. And now for an overview of today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Abhishek. An Indian Army major and a Pakistani Jaish-e-Mohammed mastermind among seven killed in Jammu and Kashmir is the story that dominates headlines in most of the papers this morning. Three militants, four army men, civilian, cop slain in Pulwama gun battle leads the Asian Age. CRPF attack plotter among three ultras killed. Brigadier Lieutenant Colonel DIG injured, writes the Tribune. In related stories, the Hindu says, Pulwama shows that time for talks has passed, says Modi. The paper quotes him as saying, the world must unite against terrorism and its supporters. India wants Azhar on UN blacklist. Saudi Pak joint statement is a snub, says need to avoid politicization of UN listing regime, writes the Indian Express. On highest transfer in a fiscal, the Economic Times writes, RBI to pay government rupees 28,000 crore interim dividend, adding centre will get a total rupees 68,000 crore from the central bank in the current fiscal. BJP Sena will jointly fight Lok Sabha assembly polls, informs the Asian Age, adding 23 seats for Sena, 25 for BJP. Referring to the Kulbhushan Jadhav case, the Times of India quoting India writes, Pakistan using Jadhav case as tool for propaganda. The paper says at the ICJ hearing, Salve asks him to be freed. On the decision of National Green Tribunal, NGT, about the Sterlite copper plant in Tuticuri, Hindu writes, Supreme Court sets aside NGT order to reopen Sterlite plant. The Hindu quoting the BJP writes, No tie-up with Aham Gana Parishad, AGP, for polls. The paper informs that Assam's regional party had snapped links but said it may rekindle relations. And finally, quack attack, patients are sitting ducks. Well, Mail Today writes, unmasked, a parallel medical industry of fake doctors and deadly clinics in national capital. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to unveil several development projects in Varanasi today. BJP and Shiv Sena finalized seat-sharing agreement in Maharashtra for Lok Sabha elections. Reserve Bank to give 28,000 crore rupees to Centre as dividend. 24 people killed in twin bomb attacks in Syria. And in boxing, four Indians, including Amit Panghal and Nikhat Zareen, to play for gold at the Stanja tournament in Bulgaria today. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.nic.in. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.